Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immune Nutrition right here in Madison. Amber, welcome to the airwaves once again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We've got kind of a timely topic here. Everybody's probably been out doing a little grilling during the Memorial holiday.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about grilling today and the pros and cons and all of that kind of thing. So
yes. I know nobody wants to hear that there's a con to grilling.
Yeah, you know how much I do a lot of grilling, you know, around the house, you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have eaten food that you have grilled before.
Yeah, it's very, probably few and far between. We got the Weber grill, you know, I have to fire it up and get the charcoals and everything. So
exactly.
It's kind of a lot of work, but
it is a little bit of work. So we have grilled before, and one of the things, one of the benefits that I will bring up with it today is that those times tend to be social.
Right.
Right? And a lot of times when we're grilling out, we are getting more time outside. We are getting social time. We are building memories. And that's great.
Right. You say that quite often. You know, that's those memories associated with food. Good
that's
memories.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And grilling brings a lot of that. So one of the things that people often say in this day and age is that everything leads to cancer, right? So why avoid anything? So I'm not here to do fear-based nutrition because I say that a lot too. I don't like fear-based nutrition. I'm not telling you that you should be afraid of something. I just like to give you information so you can make educated and informed decisions on your own, right?
Right. So let's have it.
So let's talk about it. So when it comes to grilling, people have maybe heard a handful of studies. Sometimes people are aware that those grill marks that we see on food, which is really what everyone's going for, right? Nobody wants to take something off the grill that doesn't have those grill marks.
Right.
Feels like it wasn't done right. So the problem is those grill marks are really coming off with things in them that aren't necessarily good for us. So there's two things that we can get from grilling, particularly charcoal grills, that are components that in excess and in some cases can lead to certain types of cancer. So one of them, and there's not going to be a quiz on this at the end, but one of them is called heterocyclic amines. Have you heard of those before?
Oh, yeah.
HCAs. Maybe they're a little more
term
familiar.
Term I use quite often, yeah.
So HCAs are one thing that develop when proteins are heated. And then there's another one. This one is probably even more familiar to you. Polyaromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs. Probably another term that you use pretty frequently throughout the summer.
I do.
You do, yes. And that one is something when fat meets that heat or the flame, those can develop. So between those two things, there is an increased risk if we're getting them all of the time at increasing cancer risk. Now, there's also a ton of benefits to grilling. Like, we typically don't add a lot of excess sugar or fat to those foods. We're usually grilling whole food, and that's great. The process of grilling creates fewer histamines in food than other types of cooking, like crock pots or even roasting or some of our other longer cooking methods. And histamine, we haven't talked about that a lot, but histamine in food is something that can develop that, you know, when we usually think of histamine, we think of a runny nose, itchy eyes, things like that. But it can also be headaches or irregular bowel movements or all sorts of other things. And we don't get a lot of added histamine when we cook things on the grill. And then we talked about the other things, fresh air, social meals, memories, flavor. We don't need to ignore that part of it, right? Nope. A lot of people just like the way food on the grill tastes.
It does taste good.
So if you're somebody who likes to grill, how can you do it in the best way? Let's talk about that a little bit. Now, I know you mentioned we usually do it with charcoal, and there's a bit of an art to using a charcoal grill, just like there's a bit of an art to building a fire or anything else like that. It's a little trickier. It's also a little less good for you. So using a gas grill is actually going to come with less health risk because we're not having the charcoal, which is part of what can create problems. And we can add a lot of nutrition, though, when we are grilling by creating our own marinades or creating our own herb and spice rubs. We don't do a lot with marinades necessarily when we grill, but we do tend to put some kind of seasoning on there. Some people prefer to just use salt and pepper, and that's fine. But this really can be a great place if you are grilling a protein source to add a lot of nutrition by adding colorful and flavorful spices and herbs, making a marinade that does contain some healthy oils or vinegars or like a balsamic vinegar, something like that, that does come with some nutritional benefit. And then even thinking about what we're putting on the grill. Now, you mentioned this is beef month, so I'm not going to knock beef. Beef is great.
That's right. That's it's right. Delicious.
And it comes with a lot of nutrition, too. It's loaded with protein and vitamins and minerals. Like, there's a lot of great stuff, iron, which a lot of people need more of.
That was one of my trivia questions not too long ago.
Yeah.
Is it a good source of iron?
Yes, it is. It's a great source of iron and B vitamins. So we are really getting a lot of stuff from beef. Now, if we can get grass-fed beef, in some cases, it actually has more omega-3s than our conventionally fed or grain-fed beef. So there can be benefit to that because it just has a different type of fat. It tends to be a little leaner. Putting any kind of poultry, lean poultry on there, or some of our fatty fish like salmon and tuna and grilling, things like that, those can be great things to throw on the grill that can give us a lot of nutrition. Even better, what else can you put on the grill?
Chickpeas.
Sure, plants.
No, vegetables and things like that, you can grill those.
That's right. Yep. Chickpeas might fall through the grate a little bit, right. But you could certainly put them in
aluminum foil or something.
A foil pack. Yeah. Exactly. Right. And those foil packs are such a great way. And you can put a foil pack with your protein source too. And that is going to decrease some of those potentially harmful things that we can get from grilling. If you put it in that foil pack, put the protein in there, put the veggies in there, and cook it all inside that pack, we won't get quite as many of the harmful components. You can also put all of your seasonings in there. You can get tons of color by grilling kebabs. We've done that before.
Yep.
Kebabs are a great thing to put on the grill. And you can kind of make rainbow kebabs, put a bunch of different colors on there. The one thing I always caution people with when we make kebabs is just being mindful when we put raw protein next to vegetables. All of that now needs to get to the appropriate temperature because we've contaminated that raw vegetable. So we just need to be a little bit cautious if we're putting proteins and veggies on the same kebab that everything is getting hot enough to cook off any potentially harmful microorganisms. but in addition to foil packs and kebabs, you can have some veggies that you do just put straight on the grill. And you can introduce some new veggies this way, which can be a great way to add variety to your diet. Grilled eggplant. A lot of people don't really know what to do with eggplant, but grilling it is a great option. Grilled cucumber. Not one people typically think about putting on the grill, but you can grill cucumber and then dice it up and add some mint and feta and make a really refreshing summer salad that you can serve with whatever else you're heating up. So lots of different ways that we can add a lot of nutrition, those marinades, spices, and herbs, really just trying to focus on making sure everything we put on the grill is a good whole food. And then maybe not do it every single day. If we vary the way that we cook our foods, it's a great way to just make sure we're not getting too much of some things and not enough of others.
All right. Now, I've done a little research here.
I love it.
On the internet.
As you do.
As we've been speaking, and I found kind of an interesting article here that talks about grilling, but it's gives you some tips how to lessen the cancer risk.
Yes, great.
And one is to turn down the firepower. Don't char everything.
Exactly.
You know? That sounds like a good one. That makes sense.
That is a good one.
And how about, now this one I thought was kind of interesting. It says, marinate things. Disease-fighting antioxidant polyphenols in marinades may cut the supposedly carcinogen deposits by up to 88%.
See, there How's we that? Go. And that's a great
that
thing.
Sound good? Okay.
If we can provide our body the stuff that's going to help get rid of harmful things, then the few harmful things that we put in it are less harmful and our body is more resilient.
Grill some fruits and vegetables. You said that already.
Fruit, like grilled pineapple is another great stuff. One to throw on there.
And another one, stand upwind. Don't stand by the grill all the time breathing in all the fumes.
Yes.
That seems to make sense.
That does make sense.
So those are just some tips that I came across here. So
I like it, and I think those are great additions. There are lots of ways we can make grilling a really, really healthy thing. Just being aware that when we do have all of that black char on there, if we're eating that every single day and we're just having our maybe protein and potatoes and not having any of our fruits and veggies, in the long run, could get you into a little trouble. But that Memorial Day weekend grill out that you had,
right?
That's not going to be a deal maker or breaker right there.
Yeah, that's, for most people that just grill, a couple of times a couple of times a month or something.
Yeah,
it's not a real big concern.
Grill out on the weekends. Grill up right. when you're up at the lake. Things like that. I'm not too terribly concerned.
Right. All right. Well, good topic today. Once we finally got off the ground here today.
That's right.
Yeah. And is there a place that they can find you if they have any questions?
Sure can. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U, nutrition.com. Or on Facebook at IMU Nutrition, or a call right here to the radio station, and you guys know where to find me.
Right. And we should acknowledge we have a live studio audience with us again today. She's been on before. Carrie Boyens is here. Carrie happens to be your sister-in-law.
She does.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you happen to be my daughter, in case people didn't know that. You
yes.
know, some people don't know that yet, but most of them have figured it out. So, but Carrie here is going to be the new owner of KLQP Radio.
She sure is.
So
that's exciting. You'll
be hearing, yes, that's going to be kind of keeping it in the family here.
So, yeah. I'm so happy to be here. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
So we'll be talking to her from time to time as well. She'll be appearing on the airwaves here.
Absolutely.
Quite often. All right. Very good. Well, Carrie, Amber, we'll see you guys again next week on another Taco Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maynard.